You know, it's kind of we've gotten to play the Chargers, Seattle, obviously going against camp, or our defense all camp, and then, you know, now a defense coached by Coach Sala. You know, so I think they all come from a similar place and a similar scheme. So, you know, kind of have a similar foundation. And, you know, I'd say each one's kind of different in their own unique ways, or each guy has different things that they favor, or, you know, or more likely to call. So it's just kind of studying that and trying to figure that out. You know, what are his go-to stuffs and or his go-to things, and how can we beat those?
A couple of your teammates said that this is his last month or so as well. They've seen you practice. Do you feel that's the case, and is that why it's translated into the game?
You know, I'd like to say I felt the same all year long. I think obviously the results, numbers have been a little better here recently, obviously. But, you know, I feel good. I feel the same. Don't feel as though I'm pressing or trying to do more than I have in the past. I think guys are making really good plays and helping me look good. So it's definitely been, I think, a process. And, you know, it is for me, just like, you know, we talk about it each week for Didi and Keelan, getting more comfortable and confident within the offense. You know, I'm kind of in that same boat. You know, we're all in it for the first year. And, you know, each week you feel better or a little bit, you know, better about the plan, better about the stuff you're doing, more comfortable and confident within it all. And that allows you, I think, to just go out and play free and kind of have a clutter-free mind.
Blake, is there any sense of personal redemption or screw you to all the critics? And some guys said some really nasty stuff about you in the offseason and early season. Is there any sense of personal, you know, revenge or whatever?
You know, not really. You know, we've talked about it before, I think. You know, I think when you spend time or when you spend, you know, brain space of saving all that information and all those guys that have said bad things about you, you know, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of space, it's a waste of thinking about that stuff. You know, I have a couple people that I have to prove right for putting me in the position that I'm in, and as long as I'm doing that and we're finding ways to move the ball and score points, you know, I'm happy with what I'm doing and where I'm at.
So aware what was said sometimes, and in this day and age, it kind of be hard to completely avoid it.
Right. You know, I've heard a lot of stuff. I'd imagine the stuff that I didn't see, somebody told me. I'm sure there's things out there that, you know, I have no idea about. You know, but I could care less. You know, if how, you know, we're playing and how I'm playing is, you know, if that's trash, then I'm fine with being trash.
So are you agitated or mildly amused by these recent defensive players making these
right
post-game remarks?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I think everybody's different. You know, I was always taught and thought that you give praise to the people you're playing when they beat you or when you beat them. You know, but guys are, you know, taught and believe different things. So not everybody's the same. They have, you know, the right to voice their opinion and do all that. So they can do what they want.
Is it, with the accomplishment of you guys making the playoffs, is it tough not to take a step back and appreciate that? Or was it easy to focus all on this next game?
You know, I think it's tough, and, you know, I know personally I don't know if I'll be able to fully do that until after the season's over, to kind of sit back and reflect and say, you know, wow, this is where we came from, what we were able to do and what we were able to accomplish. You know, I think the locker room has an understanding of where we are, the situation, and what's at stake and the position we're in. And I think most of the guys kind of recognize it, but I'd imagine that the feelings are kind of, you know, the same throughout. I don't know if anybody has had time to sit down and really enjoy, you know, the run that we've been through and all that, because, you know, we still have, you know, games to play and games to win, you know, meaningful games to win, and a long way to go. So I'd imagine probably after the season would be the best time to do that and kind of reflect.
A couple of the running backs were a little annoyed that they didn't get selected to the Pro Bowl and that no offensive lineman made the Pro Bowl, and you guys are the number one rushing offense. What do you say about stuff like that?
Yeah, I think I think you got to take it one step at a time. We had a couple defensive guys get selected, right? So maybe next year there'll be a couple more guys, maybe on the other side of the ball. You know, I don't know. I think, you know, I think it's an honor. It's an extreme privilege. Happy, you know, as I could possibly be for, you know, the guys on our team that made it. I think there's definitely guys on the offensive side of the ball that are Pro Bowl caliber players. But, you know, no. We don't have a whole lot of say-so in that. So, you know, I think there's other things and factors that weigh into it. You know, so maybe in years to come.
How easy is it to get back on the same page with Hurns?
Pretty easy. He's incredible. You know, it's kind of the first play he was out there. He was making sure everybody was lined up right and knew what they were doing. You know, being out there with Keelan and Didi and the young guys. So it's good to have him back. You know, he's always in the right spot. He's helping guys out. You know, he makes my job a lot easier. So it's good to see him back running around.
You guys haven't made the West Coast trips look easy you have a sense that this one's going to be different?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know if there's any correlation between going out west and not playing well. You know, obviously we didn't against Arizona. But I think it's a new opportunity. I think it's something everybody's cognizant of. You know, that last time we went out there, we didn't play well. We didn't win. So I think people are aware of that. And whether it's a routine or whatever you're doing with your body to make sure you're ready to go on Sunday, I think guys will be able to take care of.
Doug said today that he felt like the players all along felt that the talent was there to win the division. Now that, you know, a lot of love is coming your guys' way, how do you feel like this team is handling it? Because it doesn't seem any different to you guys, because this was your expectation all along.
Right. And, you know, Doug kind of mentions from time to time how, you know, we talked about at the beginning how special this team could be. And, I think he obviously, showed that confidence in us from the beginning. But I think it was there from the start within the guys in the locker room. Kind of like you said, I think the guys on this team thought that we'd be able to be in this position without a doubt, and I think anything less would have been a disappointment, you know, in the eyes of the guys playing. So I think to be where we are is kind of what we have expected of ourselves, and I think, you know, we obviously still got more to go, more to finish. But I think everybody's done a good job of kind of, you know, staying level-headed. I think Doug's done a good job of, you know, explaining what's to come when we continue to play the way we know we can play. And guys have handled, you know, I think the success and the added attention extremely well.
Blake, two-part question. Will you scoreboard watch it all a little bit on before the game? Or will you take a peek? And how much more important is it to win that game to kind of get in and feel that, and I'm not get in, but win the division?
Right. You know, I think, most importantly is go win the game, right? Then you don't have to worry about anything. So, you know, I know that's where my focus will be, and how we can beat the 49ers and make sure that we control what we can control and just take it in our own hands. I'm sure the score of the Titans game will be brought up. You know, they play before we do, so I'm sure everybody will know what's going on there. But regardless of whether they win or lose, if we clinch before the game or after the game, we want to go out there and put a good game together and go beat the 49ers.
We talked about the culture change that Doug has instituted since he got here. Where you give that, or how much, I guess, credit do you give that for the turnaround, as opposed to on-field stuff?
Right. Yeah, I think it's a big part of it. I don't know if you could, break it down and say it's 30% or 40% or 50% or whatever. But I think a combination of that with obviously some guys brought in the offseason, some guys getting a year or two older, being here. I think kind of all, plays together into being a part of, why we've been able to turn this thing around. Obviously with the defense playing the way that our defense has played, that's a tremendous help. So I think it's definitely all been a part of it.
How much did you and Jimmy G cross paths leading into the draft, and you guys may have maintained any of that?
Yeah, obviously became friends and, kind of formed a relationship through that whole process and, got a chance to talk to him, I think my second year or our second year when we went up there and played New England, and then this past camp going up there and practicing against him, kind of just say, hey, how's it going? Wishing him the best and all that. So kind of trying to maintain a relationship, but, happy that he's gotten an opportunity and done well in San Francisco.
What do you think of the challenge that he's faced learning a new offense on the fly?
It's tough, and, I think that's super impressive to be able to do that. Like a guy like Jacoby Brissett to come in, similar position. Obviously, Jacoby started, rather early, but, a guy like that to come in mid-season and, just going to start game planning and figuring out the offense at the same time, I'd imagine that's pretty tough. I haven't had to do that, but I'd imagine it's a challenge. So for him to be able to, then go out and play and be successful is it's pretty impressive.